You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Hi, everyone. With all the different things that we do here at Davis Cosmetic Plastic Surgery, I sometimes forget to talk about some basic things that we do almost every single day. And one of those happens to be facial fillers and injectables, and in particular, lips. I'm sure most of you know how popular of a procedure that is now to have your lips injected to make them look more youthful, to make them look fuller. Well, let me just explain a couple of things to you that I think is very important. Part of the training, if you will, that I do across this area, and before COVID-19, I used to go and travel around to train other physicians and nurses and physician assistants in how to do injectables. And one of the things that became very, very obvious to me is that there are different techniques that people talk about all the time. And if you're watching Instagrams and if you're doing anything like that online, you'll see that there's a lot of different ways to have your lips injected. But I want to make sure that you understand two very important things about that. Number one, what's the product that's being placed in the lips? That's a big question, because there are a lot of different products that are on the market now that are all very good, but they all have a specific reason to be placed. One could be the patient just, which could be you just don't like the vertical lip lines that are around your lips. And because of that, you may want to use a special kind of a lip filler. Others of you may want to have your lips made bigger, bolder, more, you know, youthful overall. That may be another type of product. So that's the first thing. Make sure when you're going to get your lips injected that you're asking what kind of product are you using and why are you choosing to use that. The second thing is the technique that's being used to generate the look that you want is very important. And when I'm still doing some of my trainings, either virtually or in person, we definitely go through that all the time to make sure that we're getting a very sharp border. So it's almost like a lip liner for some patients. And in other patients, we're using a technique that may actually roll out the top lip and roll down the bottom lip to get more of a pouting look. So I think as you watch some of our Instagrams that are going to be coming out and some of our videos, you'll get a chance to see how I'm employing all those different techniques based on what you, the patient, want to see. So stay tuned.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.